You are in the main nave, a magnificent example of Baroque architecture where the exuberance of the stucco decoration is truly striking. In the 18th century, renovations were undertaken at the behest of the Brotherhood of the Holy Rosary, which also commissioned a statue of the Virgin Mary, which would eventually become the church's patron image. The man responsible for the transformation was Juan de Dios Santaella, who worked here alongside other artists from Priego, who were members of the Brotherhood of the Aurora, such as Geronimo Sanchez Reda and the Alvarez family. Santaella is responsible for the altarpieces, the stucco decoration, the niche, and the base of the Virgin's throne. Here we see his most personal style fully developed. Authentic, ornate Baroque, characterized by horror vacui. The church has a hall-style floor plan, divided into five bays, and is covered by a barrel vault with lunettes, except for the last bay, which is covered by a fluted dome resting on pendentives. The vault rises from a dynamic cornice of volutes, and on the walls, from the base of the church to the apse, are the figures of the four evangelists and the apostles, Saint Peter and Saint Paul, very similar to those in the Chapel of the Assumption. The walls of the nave feature large paintings dedicated to the Virgin Mary. Next to the altar, we see the Nativity of the Virgin and the Adoration. In the nave, the Visitation, the Annunciation, the Presentation, and the Betrothal of the Virgin. The paintings are the work of the 18th century painter Fernando Marin. Additionally, on both sides, we can see two beautiful Baroque altarpieces, one dedicated to Saint Raymond Nonnatus and the other to Saint Barbara. At the foot of the church stands a gallery which was accessed from the adjoining house belonging to the Marquis of Priego for the purpose of attending services. The house still bears the original coat of arms of the Marquisate on its facade.